Thank you for your introducing, and thank you, Paul and Derek and the organization, for inviting me to speak in Canada. For me, it's really an adventure to bring new stuff into a new world where I see so much European influence and mixed with a global influence, with all the Asian input here, and brought together to a tremendous culture, which I really admire and I find inspiring for myself. So it's exciting to talk to you, to Canadian people, about a work we have done in Europe in the last 20 years, and I hope we will have a fine meeting right now. The theme is going on existential fundamental motivations, and I want to give you first an introduction to meaning, and want to start with an experience I once had with Viktor Frankl. He came along showing me a little drawing which he had come across by chance in a newspaper. With his bright spirit, he was always prone to combine casual happenings with deeper insights, a source of his humor and wit. Well, this drawing showed an arrow shot on a plain wall where it was fixed. A man with a bow in his left was standing at the wall painting the signs of a target around the arrow, concentric circles which created a center around it. Frankl commented the drawing by saying, "Look at that. This picture shows exactly what is not meant by meaning. This man is creating meaning about what he wants. But meaning is not arbitrary, nor is it a construction. Meaning is based on given facts and therefore cannot be deliberately changed. It cannot be given, it must be found, teared out from reality. In fact, the context of existential analysis and logotherapy, in this context, meaning is understood as a correlation of two given facts, the demand of the situation, on the one hand, and one's understanding of oneself, for instance, of what one thinks and feels, what one is or should be. The demand of the situation for me is, as I understand it right now, to find out what you might be interested in concerning existential motivation and to correlate this with my experience, my view and investigation with that what I find to be important on this behalf. This is my meaning. Yours may be the following, to follow the presentation, or if there is anything else coming into your mind, to correlate this with the ongoing in the situation, proving what is of higher importance for you right now. Thus, meaning is conceived as a gestalt emerging in the midst of the inner and outer reality. This is what I intend to line out here, that personal meaning is a complex achievement of the human spirit, or of this noetic potential, as Frankl preferred to call it, to make a clear distinction to the religious understanding of the term meaning, of the term spirit. Excuse me. spirit, this non-physical power underlying our conscience, our mind, our sensing, our ability of feeling, and even our body, as Merleau-Ponty showed. The nature of the spirit is dialogical. As dialogical force, it brings up a continuous confrontation with the things around us, those within and those outside of us. The dialogical interaction lays ground for a basic prerequisite of existence. The detecting what is possible in the midst of the given facts. All of that which is not yet fixed represents the existential field waiting to be realized. Through our spirit, we are directed toward this part of reality where we realize what is waiting for us and therefore challenging us, claiming us, needing us, inviting us. This part of reality is our existential actuality, is our future, is that what has to become reality through us. The possibilities in this world are our potential. They are the room for existence. That what is possible, not that what is given, but that what is still open, that is the room of existence. Existence means, in a practical sense, to have a chance to change things to their better, to experience the worthful, and to avoid or to eliminate the worse. Having possibilities gives us the direction to which orient ourselves. The practical keys to meaning, Frankl has given a general key for finding meaning or sense. He described the proper activity as an attitude towards the world. I'm citing Frankl. He's saying, we must perform a kind of Copernican revolution and give the question of the meaning of life an entirely new twist.